Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the story of Chris Hemsworth is a very, very disturbing one. And he seems to have found out that he's at a high risk for Alzheimer's and prompted him to take a break from acting. What does this really mean? How do we determine that risk? What is Alzheimer's? And is there a way to prevent it? We wanted to get a little bit more information for you, and this morning are joined by Dr. Mike Huth, who is a neurologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
All right. And you? Good to be with you, Howard.
It's great that you're on the show. So just give us an understanding. First of all, for anybody who doesn't know what Alzheimer's is, what is it?
Yes, Alzheimer's disease is a disease which is classified as a dementia. And that means it's a disease that affects the brain that causes a person to progressively lose their intellectual abilities. And essentially they have a cognitive decline or deterioration in all their cognitive abilities. And it's due to an abnormal collection of certain substances in the brain tissue, which then causes the brain cells to basically malfunction and eventually die off. And the person will start with some short-term memory loss and then problems with language, problems with visual spatial ability and navigation, problems with ability to complete tasks and what we call executive functioning. And these problems will progress very slowly over many years to the point where the person is unable to speak, unable to complete any sort of activity, and really unable to think, and eventually ends up bedbound. And it is a terminal illness, for which there is no cure. So it's quite a scary disease, for three main reasons, actually, that it's an absolutely frightening and devastating disease. One is that it's terminal. Two, it's incurable. There's no cure for this disease. And three is that the person who suffers from Alzheimer's has no insight into what's happening.
I was going to ask if,
own brain,
if they're actually aware of it. But you're saying they're not.
So they have... They don't have any insight, and they're not aware of what happens to them because their memory is so poor and their cognition is so poor. As they deteriorate, they're unable to perceive what is happening to them. So it's like a real, real problem for everybody around them, but they are unaware. So in some ways, that is a blessing of not having to go through the trauma of their decline, but in other ways, it's not really a blessing because you don't have that time to spend with your loved ones and do what other people would do with other terminal illnesses who still retain their cognitive faculties.
So tell us about the Chris Hemsworth. He's now been told that he's at high risk. Obviously, he's not your patient, which means you can talk about him, but he's not your patient, so it means you probably can't because you don't know the case yet. But he's found out that he's at higher risk. What does that actually mean?
So there are numerous genes that they have found, Howard, that are associated with having an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease later in life. So to develop Alzheimer's, basically, there are genetic factors, like a lot of diseases have, and then there's environmental factors, of which we're not sure exactly what causes it. And then there are sporadic cases where you just develop it. And a few genes have been identified as having a relationship with developing Alzheimer's later in life.
Right.
And what's come out with Chris Hemsworth is that he has found out that he has one of these genes called the APOE4 gene. So APOE is a lipoprotein or cholesterol-related gene.
Right.
And there are four different types. And approximately, I would say 95% or more of people, 99% of people have either 1, 2, or 3.
Right.
And there are a few people that have, I'd say about 25% of people have one copy of the 4 gene and the 3 gene. And then there's about 1% of people that have a copy, both copies are the 4 gene. And if you have both copies of the 4 gene, you've inherited from your father and your mother, both at the E4 gene, It makes your risk of developing Alzheimer's very, very high. So let me just put that into perspective for your listeners. If you are a normal individual, you have about a 9% lifetime risk of developing Alzheimer's throughout your life. And that obviously will get more as you age. You know, throughout your life, if you live a full life, you have 9% chance of developing Alzheimer's at some point. If you have one copy of the APOE4, then you will have a 30% lifetime risk. Wow. If you have both copies, like Chris Hemsworth, it's about a 90% chance.
Wow. And what does that mean in terms of age?
So, essentially, we often find that patients that have genetically related Alzheimer's disease may develop symptoms earlier, but not necessarily.
Right.
And it is a disease of older people. So,
someone like Chris
As you get older, you have more risk of developing it. So,
So he's got a significantly increased chance of suffering from Alzheimer's, but we don't yet know, but it could be at a much later stage in his life.
No, certainly it's not going to be in his sort of younger years, in his 40s or 50s.
Right.
But he might have a good chance of developing Alzheimer's, very good chance, in his 60s and 70s. And it's not set in stone, because a gene is like a switch, you know. You can either light switch, you can either turn it on or turn it off.
Right.
And there are certain things you can do to try to give yourself the best chance of that gene not actually being switched on to cause Alzheimer's.
Right.
So there are some lifestyle things you can partake in that can give you a higher chance to be in that 10% that don't develop Alzheimer's.
And what does that include? But things like exercise, eating better, that type of
thing. Yeah, so it's really got to do with cardiovascular risk factors and lifestyle and diet. So specific diet and lifestyle, exercise is extremely important, and lots of nutrients and certain supplements, vitamin D, curcumin, and that gives you the best chances possible of not having that gene be expressed.
Right. In other words, the gene is there, but as you say, it's a switch. It needs to. There are ways that you can reduce the chances.
You can influence. Yeah, your environment can influence whether a gene gets expressed or not. And so that's the term. Unfortunately, we don't have the genetic capabilities in terms of drugs or medications, etc., or technology to switch the genes off or to protect us from these genes being expressed. But that will probably come in the future.
Yeah, well, let's hope. Dr. Mark Huth, neurologist, thank you for explaining the importance and the relevance of this story, the Alzheimer disease. Chris Hemsworth saying that he's got an increased chance. He's got both of these genes from parents, which makes it a very real concern for him.